Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Laura. I'm one of the account specialists here. How are you?
Not too bad.
That's good. I think that's for most days on my end as well. Now, I'm looking at the notes that Mary left me as well. So you're a bit newer in business, about 3 years. Is that correct?
Yep.
Well, congratulations. How has it been going so far?
Oh, pretty good so far. Can't complain, I guess.
That's good. What do you currently have going on for marketing? How do you get new clients?
I've been Facebook, Craigslist, ads on projectors, ads in other places. Carts around everywhere. Billboards.
Okay. I see. Sounds like you're doing a lot. How's it all working for you? Are you getting good work?
I'm getting a couple of people. I'm not getting as many.
Okay.
How you put it, I guess they call them residential, big city people or yards.
Okay.
In a way.
Residential. You're getting more commercial? Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, you could say that is country people.
Got it.
But.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, that's definitely something that we can help you out with. I did pull up a Google business profile as well. Were you the person who made that one yourself?
Yeah.
That's good. I have a lot of my clients who have issues with it, so it's good you were able to get that on your own.
I don't know.
You know, it's not difficult, but for some people it can be. So
not tech-savvy people, I think.
Yes, that's what I would say. I have clients that have been in the business for over 30 years, and they still don't have a Google business profile. Now,
I was thinking that I had some stuff that was still pending, but I don't know if that's going on there, I guess.
You could have some stuff pending on the background, but I mean, it's pulling up, so that's a good sign on that end, because many times if there's issues, they'll suspend it. So that's good. I did hear you mention Facebook. Now, are you running ads on Facebook, or do you just pretty much like market your own page?
I tried ads, but then I kept getting all this spam shit on the messages, so I kind of just got rid of it for now. So I've just been going just local. I don't know unless everybody else gets it, then I guess I would, but.
Well, I have a question. When you ran the ads, so because we have packages that include ads as well, we run our ads a little bit different. So, well, let me just explain to you the program, and then I can tell you how we do our ads, and you can let me know if that's how you did it, because if that's how you did it, we don't have to add ads in there. But our listings, the way that we work, they are exclusive. So what that means is when we start working with you, we close out the category. We don't work with your competitors. These are calls that are going to go directly to you, so you're not chasing down calls, nothing along those lines. Now, we do that by putting your Google business profile on the first page of Google where the map is. So anytime somebody looks up landscaper, landscaping company, mulching, whatever type of service that you offer, somebody looks that up, that's when you're going to pop up on the first page. So we do that with Google. We do it with Bing. Now, we retarget those same people that are looking for your services on Google. When that person goes on Facebook, we retarget them by running an ad for your business. So we do target income levels, age groups, as well as the locations that you're looking to get work. Now, did you run your ads that way, or were you just kind of running them?
Oh, Facebook, it was you pay so much for, which was stupid, but they put an ad out there, and then it just tries to catch people. I don't know how it really worked, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know if I didn't get no customers really from it yet, but I canceled it right away because it was so many messages,
spam.
People commenting about spam, like top, what do they call it? Logo was a photo copy or copy of someone else. I don't know. Crap like that.
The way we do it, we don't really run into those issues because we only target the people that have already been looking for your services. I'm not sure if you had access to a dashboard when you did those Facebook ads, but we provide you with a dashboard that shows you, for example, how many people are looking for your keywords, how many clicks you've received, the location these people are looking for your services from. And that's connected to that Google business profile and also your Facebook ads. Okay, now,
okay.
Our pricing is based off of a flat rate, so it is a month-to-month service. There is no contract. So you're looking at a flat rate of $249 per month with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's for all of your programming. So that's pretty much everything in a nutshell. Does all of this make sense so far?
Yeah.
Perfect, okay. Perfect. So just to tell you a little bit about the timeline as well, what to expect from when you start, you do get an onboarding call within 1 to 3 days. That's where we go over everything, make sure we have everything the way you want it to look, say, colors, all of that. Now, in 7 to 14 days, your ads on Facebook, those will go up and live. And for you to be popping up on the first page for each one of your keywords, you're looking at a max of 45 to 60 days. It is that SEO process we do in the background. But that's about it. For me, I just have to get your basic information. I set up that onboarding call. I get payment. And then you get everything through text and through email. Okay?
Gotcha.
Now, let me make sure I have everything correct. This number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 9385, is that the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
No.
Okay. What number do you want your clients to call you on?
Yeah, this number.
Oh, that number? Sorry, I misheard you. Okay, perfect. And then first name, I have Jared, J-A-R-E-D. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, Jared, what is your last name?
Jared. If you looked up my Google account, it should be right there.
Oh, as the company name?
Yeah.
Jared? It's the same thing?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what is your email address where you want to get emails from us?
Let's see. Jesuitsacres@outlook.com.
Okay. At outlook.com?
Yep.
Oh, that's what I got wrong. Okay. There we go. Now, company name, just like the Google business profile, Jesuits Acres, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Now, what address do you have for the Google business profile?
I don't know. That's the one that's pending.
Ah, okay. What address is the business under?
1123 570th Street.
570th Street?
Yep.
Echo, Minnesota?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know by any chance why it's pending? Have they told you why that's pending?
No. I have that pending. I changed the, I don't know, there's three things on there that was pending instead of the up. It said 10 minutes, then it went to 3 days, and then it went to 30 days. So.
Okay.
There's that one,
is
and
this,
then I did delivery hours. That's the other one.
Is this a physical address?
It should be. It's where I live.
Okay. What popped up when I put it in is 1123 T121. Is that another?
Yeah, it does that, but that's
That's, I don't know how they base that off of. But no, okay. That's, I've noticed that sometimes a lot of people have been getting that way, but it's 570th Street.
Okay. It could very well be that's what's making it penned. So,
okay.
So my onboarding team, they'll be the ones that are, they're going to look into what it could be that's pending, and I'll make notes of it to let them know. Because when I type in your information, that T121 pops up. So it's very likely that that's what the issue is.
So, okay. Yeah.
Now, for people authorized on the... Yeah, Google's a little weird. And the thing with Google, too, there's no way of you getting a hold of them directly. We're partnered with Google, so if we have to escalate it directly to Google, we can do that. So we'll have access to do that for you if need be.
Okay.
Now, for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
Like, what do I have to do? Like, do you just need to know their name, or do I have to put all the other detail in there?
I just need to know their name. For example, if we call in, they answer. If they want to call in and make changes to the account or change the credit card information, they'll have access to do that.
Just do me for now. It's not a big deal.
Okay. Now, for the type of jobs you want to be found for, my onboarding team, they're going to research your area to find out what's searched the most. So what type of services do you want to be found for?
Well, I guess you could put it as a cover crop, or I don't want to say a seed dealer, because I'm not really seeds. I don't know. It's hard to describe what I am. I do cover crop, grass mix, and forage supplies, so.
Okay, so to make sure I have that correct. So, I'm on your Yelp right now. That's what I was looking at. So the first thing you said was cover crops, correct?
Oh, Yelp.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Crop.
Yeah, you have a Yelp account.
I don't know what Yelp
okay.
is. I see that.
Oh, you must have added a Yelp account. Yeah, because it says claimed, which means that the owner claimed the account. So you have a Yelp account, and it says started selling a gas seed. And then it says, we sell grass mixtures, alfalfa, cover crop, wildflowers, bale wrap, and more.
Yep.
Is
Pretty
that
much.
All accurate?
It's agassi seed is what they call it. Is what I'm a dealer of.
Okay. So let me add this onto there as well so they can take a look at it. But going back to where we started, cover crops, grass, and then you said Nick, is that correct? K-N-I-C-K?
What's that?
Yeah, when we were going, the first thing that you said was cover crops. And then did you say grass mix?
Yep, grass mix, and then forage supplies, which would be your hay, net wrap, inoculants, other stuff you probably don't know.
Yeah, no. It's okay, though. Those are all things that we'll look, that they're going to research. When you have your onboarding call, they'll go over all of that for you as well. Now, your onboarding call is typically 45 minutes to an hour long. They do call within an hour window as well. What does your availability look like tomorrow, Monday, or even Tuesday if need be?
I know tomorrow I can't. I'm going out with my daughter.
Oh, nice.
Then Monday and Tuesday, I guess I don't know until Monday and Tuesday if I rise.
Okay. Let's schedule you in then for Monday, and then if we need to reschedule, we can do that. Do you prefer a morning or evening? Or afternoon, I guess.
Latest morning will be fine.
The the latest morning would be between 11 and 12. Does that work?
Yeah, that'd be fine. In a way, that's pretty much afternoon, but...
I can do 10 to 11.
You can make that work.
Do you prefer 10? Yes. 10 to 11? Okay. All right, so 10 to 11 on Monday. I'll send you the Google invite for that as well. Now, do you have, yeah, you do have a Facebook page. You already told me. That's good. Now, I can include a website at no extra cost. Would you like us to make one for you?
I don't know yet.
Okay. So I'll just put that you don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Just think about it and you can let us know on Monday. That's fine. Okay. And then for the areas that you're looking to get work, you can pick counties, cities, or zip codes.
I think I did that on there too. It should be.
Let me
see. I don't know how you can see it, but.
On Google or? Or Yelp?
Yeah, I had Google. I had to do all the counties I did. So.
I mean, it shows what it shows an outline of the map of where you do get work, and it pretty much shows all of Minnesota.
Southwest. Yeah, pretty much the whole southwest corner for sure.
Okay. What do you know what the radius is of that?
Probably 100.
How far does it go? Okay. Okay. I'll put that
like
there.
Like you said, I got play, or ads all the way up by Brandon, so, or Brainerd.
Okay. All right. Now, for the hours of operation, what you currently have now is Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6:30 and Saturday 8:30 to 5 p.m. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
It would have my company.
Okay. So Jesuit Acres,
it's
that's
got
what
both,
it says?
Actually, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got both of my name and the company, but.
For your name, is there a middle initial, or does it just show Jared Jesuit?
No, just Jared Jesuits.
Okay. And then the billing, is it also the 570th Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what type of card is it going to be?
Probably be a Visa. It all depends. Do I have to pay for it right away right now, or can I think about all this?
Well, yes, to reserve everything and get every... Go ahead.
I was just saying, I have to make sure. I don't know if I got ready for paying for stuff quite yet.
Mm, okay.
I'm trying to save up for other stuff right now, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because to get everything started, getting your spot reserved, all of that, we do require payment because we are looking to fill that spot.
Yep.
So do you want to check real quick to see if that's available funds that you have?
All right, so this is a question.
Of course.
I'm still not quite trustworthy in the internet like this, by hacking all this crap. So in a way, do I have to make a decision now, or can I wait in the future too and do that?
Well, the thing that works, so the way it works with Google partners, because we're a Google partner, we're only allowed to work with one industry per area. So we can't work with two companies that do the same thing. So I know that we are looking to fill the spot, and as soon as a company wants to take it, the spot gets reserved. So when you say you're not sure about this internet stuff, hacking stuff, what exactly is a concern, just so I can see how, you know, I can address that for you, get a solution?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know, putting my credit card on the internet.
Ah.
I've seen it happen to people.
Yes. Okay. So just so you do, so let me, first of all, let me send you a couple things to make you feel a little bit comfortable about the decision that you're making. I'm going to send you over our website. And if you can take a second and open it for me, I just sent you over that text message.
So where is it?
So the site that I just sent you is our website. So that's telling you a little bit about who we are. So company name is Local Splash. We've been in business already. It's going to be 20 years in December. Now, if you look us up on Google, on our Google business profile, we have over 900 reviews. So it's 4.2 stars. If you click on, there's a little box that says Google Partner. If you click on that box, it takes you directly into Google, and that shows you our certification with Google. So that's basically letting you know we're partnered with Google. We have that partnership with them. That's on Google's website. We do have an A-plus rating and accredited with the Better Business Bureau as well. And the way that your credit card information works is when you give us your card info, as soon as I put it in, it blocks out all of the numbers other than the last four of your card. And that's how it stays on the system. Our systems are secure.
The Local Splash?
Mm-hmm. Local, like a local newspaper, splash, like a splash of water. So what, I'm sorry?
So why is it 399?
Why is what?
Why is Pro $399 and you were saying $245?
$249, the package we're offering you, and it's not the Pro package, it's the Platinum package. So we did put you down at a discount since you're on the newer side. We applied a newer in business credit. That's the pricing you would pay if you pay online. Now, your pricing as well, it's not going to change. So even if we raise our prices, you stay at the flat rate of $249.
All right. Well, you... $249 plus $99.
Correct. So that's what we would charge. Now, before I charge your card, I do a voice verification, which is on a recorded line. It does outline that agreement as well, which is $249 a month, one-time setup fee of $99, and there's no contract. Now, you're also going to receive that in writing after we charge your card as well. All of this is done over the phone. So you get it in writing.
Okay.
Okay.
So I have to make up my mind by Monday or Tuesday. No?
So I can't guarantee that we're going to have the spot available at that time. That's the only thing. It's just simply because we are calling out on the area. So what has you hold up until Monday or Tuesday?
Family. Pretty much.
Okay.
Coming, so.
Oh.
So I'm trying to figure. So other businesses that is just like mine or just businesses, period?
No, it's not businesses, period. It's for the industry. So I have you down as lawn service. That's the industry that I have you in. So that's pretty much, yeah, that's what I have you down as, is the lawn service area. So anywhere, and it's, this is based off of, yeah, this is based off of a 100-mile radius, because that's how far Google would go. So that's based off of that area. So right now, you know, this is a really good price that you are getting the package for, you know, with the new and business credit, and it being available. So if it does get filled, we won't have that spot available. So, I mean, if you are looking to get more work, get some income coming in through there, I mean, if you can, I highly recommend, you know, you go for it and we can start the process. Because the sooner we get going with everything as well, the quicker everything starts working out for you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now,
well, right now I gotta get going, but.
Well, we're pretty much.
So.
On our end, we're pretty much done. I mean, all that was left was the credit card information and going through the voice verification so we can set everything up for you. You did say it was going to be a Visa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the...
Yeah, it would be.
Okay. And what are the card numbers?
Well, I guess. You ain't gonna charge me right now, are you? Or is that what the plan is?
So to reserve everything, we have to charge you, yes. Because that's to reserve your spot with Google. That's to set up your onboarding call. To get everything going, we need to charge your card. That's what reserves it.
Okay, so I'm trying to see here. So if I didn't do it, can I still do this, but just a different price? It would be the $5.99.
No, right? It's not about the pricing. The pricing isn't going to change. What would change is we have the spot available. So if the spot gets filled and you want to wait, then we can't work with you. We would need to contact you at a later date when something opens up, and I don't know when that would be. That's what it's not the pricing. It's the availability.
Okay. But that's what I'm still trying to figure out here. I'm still able to get on Google results, even if I didn't do the filling?
Not with us, no. You wouldn't be able to. If it gets filled. If the spot gets filled,
cool.
we would not be able to work with you. We wouldn't be able to do these things for you. That's where the gamble is.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's like ever, then. So, no matter what, I can't get Google reviews.
Are you talking about through us? I'm trying to understand exactly the question.
I don't know. But you're not actually my Google. Like, when you look up my business and it comes up on Google, you're not actually that part of the business?
We're
this
a Google.
Just like a whole other...
So we're a Google Premier Channel partner. Google will not ever contact you directly. Google has Google partners. So that's why I sent you over that badge where you can click on it. It takes you directly into Google and it shows you our Google badge. Google does not contact small, medium businesses. They don't do that. They don't have the time to do that. That's why they hire on partners to do that for them. And we're one of those partners. That's the badge that I sent you.
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense?
I get all that, yes. That makes sense. I'm just trying to see, like, if I decline this offer, am I still going to be out of Google when you look up my name?
If you look...
out there for everybody.
If you look up your name right now, you pop up. But the problem is, if someone's looking for one of your services... The services that we went over. If someone's looking, you know, for the cover crops or the crop, sorry, or Grassnick or Forge Supplies, if someone looks that up, you're not popping up right now. So that's what we will do for you. And what happens is on Google, people don't know the name of your business, but they know what they're looking for. So what you want to do is capitalize on the people that don't know the name of your business, but they know the service, because 87% of those people, they pick a company that's on the first page. So that's what we do for you.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure out my money. I can always, like, I guess I would be kind of dumb, but I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Like, if I did the first month, I can always cancel if I don't, it doesn't work out. I hate to be paying for something that doesn't work.
Yeah, of course. So, again, there's no contract, so you can cancel at any time, but we do ask you at least please give us 2 months, because it takes time to do everything, as I was mentioning to you earlier, and if you give us 1 month, it's not going to be enough time for you to actually start seeing your maximum results. We ask that you at least give us 2 months, but there is no contract, so you can cancel at any time. There's no early termination fees, none of that. Just the only thing we do ask, and this is this, you do get this also in the voice verification, I go over it. If you want to cancel, just please cancel 3 days before your billing is due. And that's how, you know, we have time to process and cancel everything. That's the only thing that we do ask.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you do the math for me and how much is it going to charge right off the bat?
Yeah, of course. So what would be charged off the back is going to be $348. That's a flat rate. There's no taxes. There's no hidden fees.
$348 this month. And then next month, it'll be $249.
Correct. Yes. Every first of the month, you would be charged $249.
And no stupid fee of any sort that's just going to come up, right?
There is no extra fees. There's no hidden fees. All that it will be, and just to be very clear, today what would be charged is $348 flat rate. After that, every month on the first, all that will be charged is $249. We're not going to charge you for any other type of fees, any other anything. We are fully transparent. That's exactly what it would be.
All right. And you don't have me set up as lawn care, do you?
Well, that's what I'm going to change you now. That's what I'm going to change you, because from what you told me, you know, the cover crops, the grass nick, forage supplies, all of that, we're not going to put you down on lawn care. But you are on Yelp. You're listed as lawn care. So we can help you with changing that if you don't know how to do it.
I think usually what I do is I try to find whatever. Like, they don't have, like, a name specifically set for what I sell. So, in a way, it's lawn. I don't know how else to describe it, really. I do custom seating, too. So, I have, like, my own rent seater I rent out. So, I don't know. I'm, like, almost like a lawn care, but I'm not. I don't do the mowing or the landscaping or any of that stuff.
Yeah. No, I understand, like, what you're saying. On Google, we're not going to list you for any of those keywords, and I'm going to make sure to put it down not to list you for any of those keywords so you don't get calls for something that you don't do.
Okay.
So well, I am ready whenever you are. I did put down already that you said it was a visa, so I'm ready whenever you are.
All right, better not be hacking.
There's going to be no hacking here, I promise you. You're going to see right now, everything's going to go, before we even get off the phone, everything's going to go exactly the way that I said. You will see.
Okay, so where are you based at? Are you from Minnesota?
No. So our company is in Fountain Valley, California. I don't know if you know much about California, but it's in the Orange County area where Disneyland is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got feelings about California, but that's not
good. No, you know what? I don't care for California either. So I'm just here because I don't want my family's here, my kids, you know, they need their family, but personally I've been trying to leave here for a while.
It's just more of Minnesota, the worst part of Minnesota here is our governor is a piece of shit. I don't care who thinks or whatever. But he wants Minnesota to be the new California. Everything electric.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
So, you know, I'm Minnesota.
Yeah. I don't know how they're going to end up doing that here. I just don't see how that's going to be possible. We already have power outages all the time. How are you expecting everybody to have an electric vehicle, and what's going to happen to the grid? I don't know. But it's ridiculous. So I agree with you on that end. I agree. But, I mean, what are we to do? You know,
we're not in charge.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, unfortunately, I'm from California, so.
Okay.
Unfortunately. But, yeah, that's where we're from.
All right, so, well, I'll give you the card then. Hope for the best.
Okay. I'm ready.
2 months, you said you max, right? Or you
2 months max.
Amount of time?
2 months max.
What do you think? I'm going to start getting covered.
Well, so 7 of 14 days on Facebook side, but Google, you know, Google is the number one search engine of the world. We always say 45 to 60 days max. So that's why we say 2 months. You know, it really is how quickly we can get everything going. So that's why I was saying the quicker we can get everything set, the best. But yes, 2 months. That is all.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give it a shot, I guess. So I got 406-0231-1924-6716.
Okay. And when does the card expire?
925.
And the security code?
448.
448?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to set up a security question on your account. The security question is for your security so you don't get scammed. So if anybody calls you and they try to act like they're us, if they don't know the security question, then they're not us. So this is another form of security for your account. You can pick whatever question. You can answer whatever you'd like, just as long as you remember. So either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
What was that last one?
Your first pet's name.
First pet. Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And then what is it?
It'd be Tammy, which is T-A-M-I.
Oh, perfect. That's simple enough. All right. Got that down. Now, the next thing I'm going to do is going to be the voice verification, which is on the recorded line. It outlines your service agreement. If you have any questions, feel free to stop me. And then, like I said, you are going to get everything through text and through email before we get off the line as well. And you also get your login credentials to your dashboard. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Jesuit Acres.
Perfect. Now, can you please state your name and title within the business?
Jared Jesuit, owner of Jesuit Acres.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from our 877 number. I'm going to send it to you through text now. Just save that number in your contacts. That's the number we will call you from. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged to date. That's going to be in the non-refundable amount of the $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first and the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Perfect. Now, you're going to receive a few automated messages, which were the ones that I was telling you. I'm also going to send you a video. It's a YouTube video that's going to show you how to use your dashboard. Now, let me make sure that you are getting everything. Let me see. It will be a few automated text messages and emails as well, okay? So it might be a little overwhelming. Okay, you should have already received text messages. If you can just verify real quick, your invoice got sent over to you and also your login credentials.
Yeah, 1 second.
Mm-hmm. We're about done, too. I just want to make sure you received everything.
I'm getting a lot of text messages, so I must have.
Okay. You're getting them then. Okay, so you received everything already, so we're pretty much already done. I have your onboarding call. It's going to be on Monday between 10 to 11. I'm going to send you that text message now. And also in the text message that I sent you that has our office line, it has my extension. So if you have any questions or any comments or concerns, please feel free to reach out to me directly. Okay?
All right, 1 second.
We're done.
So.
Go ahead.
So how do I, like, the phone number you sent or whatever, is that yours or what am I?
That is our office line, and the text message I sent you also has my extension. So if you call our office and then you type in my extension, it'll go right to me.
All right, let's see what I got off all this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, 877-635-6225.
Correct. Yeah.
And press 1 to pull the voice prompt.
Uh-huh.
And then save my extension 9270.
Correct.
So the next one you sent, you can log into your account. You produced, but sent a copy of your invoice.
If you want to go over that right now. It's going to take about 2-3 more minutes. We can go over your invoice with you. Do you want to go over that now, or do you want to do it on Monday?
So what do you got to do? Like, what are you going over?
It goes over the terms and conditions as well, which is what we're going to do for you. You know, like the optimizing of the Google business profile, Facebook ads, what we charge you, what we will charge you. It goes over all of that. So I can go over it with you now, but we can also do it on Monday. I know I heard the kids in the background, so.
Go on. So, yeah, I don't know. What's the company again? I'm trying to put you as a contact.
Yeah, so it is Local, like a local newspaper, Splash, like a splash of water.
Happen to have a last name?
No, my name is Laura Sanchez.
I guess. Okay. Laura. I'm guessing Santos is pretty simple to spell, but I'm just not going to
Well, last name is actually Sanchez, not Santos.
Sanchez. Okay. All right, sorry,
yes.
Santos.
No, it's okay. Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. Go ahead.
So yeah, I'm trying to, I believe, a note. So what's the extension so I don't have to look back?
It's 9270.
9270. All right. Dial one. Do I have to do one, or is it pretty obvious when I call the number that it says one?
It is. It is. It is. Worst case scenario, if you go through to our office, they can help you, or you can just ask to speak to me, and then they transfer you over.
Okay. Well, I might as well go to you because you know all this crap. So.
Yeah, exactly. But on our end, we're pretty much already done. So I have your call going to be on Monday between 10 to 11. Now, do you have any other questions for me before we get off the line?
Oh, there's probably questions deep inside that I can't think of right now. So,
any other questions come up, you can call me.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Do that.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it's calling, I guess. Is that easier for you?
To what?
Is calling easier? Yeah, it's probably easier for you.
Yeah, you can call me, you can email me, you can text me. I'm going to send you an email right now with the Google invite for your call on Monday. So whatever is easier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, sounds good, Jared. You have a good rest of your day, and we'll speak on Monday. Enjoy your time with your daughter tomorrow.
All right. Am I talking to you on Monday, or is this going to be a whole different person?
So it should be me as long as I'm available. I call you to introduce you to your onboarding team because they take care of everything in the background. If I am not available, they're going to call you regardless, but they're going to call you from that 877 number. So, again, you have it saved, so you'll know it's coming from us.
All right.
All right,
how many other, do you know any other people?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you can tell this or do this or not, but is there other people in the area that has done this?
Oh, so we have over 10,000 clients all over the United States.
All right. So.
Yeah, so we have a few clients, I guess I could say. But yeah, this is search engine optimization. So it's definitely, you know, this is what you need to get yourself out there. So we'll get everything taken care of for you. Okay.
All right. That sounds good then. I'll talk to you Monday.
That sounds good. You have a good rest of your day.
Yeah, right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.